Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Log it up and do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Just touch it, have you island. Last minute shift to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Dip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Making up a cake for you. Sweet, baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, and maybes. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't no hold up on that shit, I hate waiting. Do, do, do. Shoot your shirt, I'm impatient. This type shit have you island. Last minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your wild side, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you're right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I lie. No, I need it more than just one time. Two times, two times. You know that I need it from me, baby, right?
Watch, bust me down, on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my steak and I want it now, ow. Tell me how you want it, put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet, I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie, just to push it down low like bombs to wave, boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
You are
Why do you lose me? I can't do it no way, I'ma let you use me. Choose who you want to. you gon' do? Say the word and I'm gone, boo. Now I wish I never known you. I'm not an option, I am the only. You got a two, so you must not want me. I'm better with you, but cool when I'm lonely. We not together, we can't be homies. My love too good to be played with. I can't do another year on the same shit. Thought you was the one, but you ain't it. Said you would change, you ain't changed. I'm afraid of the dark, you can't leave me here. Don't wanna love and fear, I got a cage on my heart. Cause they use me up, and then they disappear. Too many play with my heart, I hope we're real and near. I got all these wasted years. Choose now, choose wisely, you lose me. I can't do it no way, I'ma let you use me.
Angel, you saved small thing.
With other small things. Ooh, it's always just a small thing.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips.
Stan, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you clear as a bell. Good evening.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you, thank you. Well, you know what the question I'm going to ask you is, how'd you spend your holiday? What did you cook? What did you do? How was it?
Made a absolute hog of myself. The bird died well. The ham was excellent. Everything was wonderful. And I watched a lot of football.
Okay. Okay, that's awesome. Man, look, I cooked and I ate and I drank. And I talked shit, and I ate, and I drank, and I talked shit, and I just had a wonderful time. I had a blast. This was we went over to my son's crib, and this is his very first Thanksgiving in his own spot with his lady, and everything just went really, really well. Yeah, we had an awesome time. More than enough food. She packed our.
Oh, yeah.
She packed some containers and told us to come back the next day and get some more. I'm like, listen, ain't nobody tell y'all to go and spend $200-$300 on food. I mean, people, they took their plates and stuff home too, but it still wasn't, it was like an overabundance. And I was telling my son, it's better to have more than enough than to not have enough at all. So we had a really, really good time, man. You know, it's times like this that it really brings family together. My daughter has been kind of having a rough time since she's been out there on her own. But, you know, coming around people, surrounding yourself with people that genuinely care for you and you know, when they see you, their eyes light up, they're excited that you walked into the room. That makes all the difference in the world. It really, really does.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's been, you know, she's been surrounding herself with some negative energy from certain people, you know, the fake ones that tell you, I'll be there for you. But when it comes time for them to be there, it's always an excuse, you know.
Right.
People like that say it to put on a front for everyone else to make it seem like they're genuine and they're not. And when you get away from that negative circle and you come into a place where there is actual love for you and generosity and just genuine people, kind of makes you a little emotional. And she got a little emotional, and I understood. I really, really understood. She was like, the food reminds me of someone else. No, it ain't just the food, baby. It's the good energy that's being generated.
Yes.
We had a really, really good time, you know. I haven't cooked a big dinner like that in a long time. It's been a few years because I kind of just lost my taste for it from what I was going through. But it felt good to be back in the kitchen. Put my thing down, even though my daughter calls me over for these barbecues all the time. Mom, I'm grilling if you want to come over. And actually, Stan, that's code for Mom. Can you cook this? Can you cook that? Can you do this and can you do that? It never
I got the main
fails.
Mom, you got the sides.
Oh man, she even with this look, it ain't just the sides. It's like, Mom, I got to make a run. Can you watch the grill while I'm going? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And I'll wind up cooking all of it, okay? But it's all good. It's all
of
good.
Course.
I really, really enjoyed myself. You know, yeah. That's kids for you. I kind of see now what my mom dealt with, you know. Even though I have 3 and she had 12, it's all the same. It's just less people bugging you. Well, Mom, can you do this? Mom, can you do that? But I am interested in what you brought for us to listen to tonight, Senya.
Well, it made me do some thinking. And I've thought about this a while. And still today, even today, I can say this. This is a statement I made and then wrote a poem to it. And even today, it holds true. I have never in my life heard of a person of middle or low income referred to as a philanthropist.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Never in my life have I heard it. So what I wrote was a piece called Philanthropy. By what measure is charity valued? Is it by volume honor bestowed? A man of great affluence gives. The sum has many zeros. A mere thousandth to him. Now begins the accolades. The media gushes over his generosity. Half will be claimed on taxes. Celebrity banquets tout his humanity. Public relations at its best. The honored title is given. He is a philanthropist. A man of meager means gives. The sum has not 10. Half of what he has left. There will be no accolades, no tax write-off, no media coverage, no banquet or acknowledgement. Only the satisfaction found in helping someone with less than he. With no reference as philanthropist. By what measure is charity valued? Is it by volume? Honor bestowed? End peace.
Wow. By volume, honor bestowed? That's pretty deep. And you posed that question to a good majority of people. I'd like to hear the answers that they give, their opinions on that. That's a decent piece, Stan. Wow, pretty deep. You know, your pieces are thought-provoking. If you can get past, the listener can get past your magnificent voice, it does something. The words, period, they do something to you. They make you think. I really, really love that piece. Before I get into my piece, I'm going to do what I was supposed to do, give the introduction to finish the introduction to the show. Because I just realized we went straight into talking about the holiday thing. I forgot.
I know.
The introduction to this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Poetic Therapy, the For Real Entertainment Network on Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Y'all press that 1. I see you listening. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, I got my Raw Links on. Stan, do I have to fuck at you tonight about that?
Nope, I'm still waiting. I put
okay.
it in.
All right.
I know it's on its way. It's pending. We'll write back to that. It's pending.
Delivery pending. Okay. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I have to give a shout out and a thank you to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, aka From Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there will be no us. There will be no Epiphany. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I have a a short piece here, but you saying, you know, I'm the queen of short pieces. But it is titled this time.
Ah, okay.
Okay. This one is called Black.
By all means.
Thank you. She was ready to let her admiral butterfly wings expand majestically and soar. And the distance in her span would have her soaring high, ready to express her bold hues to opened eyes, halted only for a brief moment in time by wondering about seeing acceptance in those eyes. Then her recognition in her reality of comprehension of what she went through, how she got here, made her revelation. Her view of the world was her landing strip in actuality. She no longer saw limitations, only opportunities to spread love and peace, and oh, her spirit is full because her soul has been, and she finally found her light that no one could put out again. Her story is black too, but she has boundaries, and that's their peace.
Okay. You have a wonderful sort of storytelling style. Yeah. You have a wonderful storytelling style to your reads. I really enjoy them like that. Because with you, it's a progression. And that was a wonderful little short, but wonderful.
Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do is open up this first mic to, the CEO himself, for real, the poet. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, for real. How you doing tonight?
Shabba-dabba-ding-dong. What it do? Hello, Stan the Man Phillips and Miss Pearly. How are you?
Wonderful,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Sir.
Good.
Yes.
I'm glad that you guys are still on this side of the day. Yes, sir.
Yes, most definitely. I'm grateful.
Hey,
I'm so grateful to have all my family.
Yes. It's good to be on this side of the dirt. Listen. I was laughing. You had me laughing over here with you. When you asked Stan about his raw links again. There'll be a time, there's going to come a day when you will no longer, you will ask him, and he will answer, yes, I got mine. Okay. Stan, man Phillips, yes, it is pending. He had put his thing in. And I'll be so glad when he gets his ball links up in those mountains. And because it's just so funny hearing you ask him again. And I loved his response. It was so good. It was cool. But Stan, your raw links will be on its way shortly, bro. I can't wait for you to get them, man. I had to put a special order in because I wanted you to have something special in receiving your raw links, man. Special brother to me, man. So I had to wait. So that I could prepare your links, man. I'm gonna miss when he gets his links. I'm gonna miss. It's gonna be something missing, you know, in the dialogue when she asks you again. Although you will be able to say yes, I got mine. It's gonna be something missing, you know, because this has become a thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
But
yes,
it's just a great running gag. It really has. It has flowed along for months and months.
it just tickles my heart. But I can't wait for you personally to receive your goddamn raw links. Put it that way.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I had to cut it. I had to punctuate that. Wow. What are we going to do once you get your raw links, man? We're going to find a new running gag. Yeah. I just can't wait for that. Man, I just hope it reaches up to those mountains. Yeah.
I know, right?
You know,
that's a
good
way.
The minute I get them, I'm going to put them on, a shot of them, and I'm posting it.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I'm going to need to see
it. Here, damn it, they're finally here.
I'm going to need to see that. I'm going to need to see that.
Right?
Yeah, but your Royal Link will be going out and be shipping out in the next few days. And
thank you.
Yeah, got a lot of orders. And, man, seriously, I cannot wait, man, for you to get those. And I can't wait for the first time for her to ask you again. And you're going to be locked and loaded.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate one. We're going to give that date
a name.
And celebrate it every year. That's the day.
Oh,
the day
okay.
of the. We have to give it a name.
That'll work.
Mountain Man's arrival.
Raw Links have reached the mountaintop. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yes.
The day that Raw Links reached the mountaintop.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
That's what's up. I like that.
I'm so serious. So, yeah, that'll be out soon, man. My face is hurting right now from laughing at you guys.
All right. Well, let's bring it down a little bit. How was your holiday? Did you cook? What did you eat?
It was great. I didn't have to lift a finger this year, which kind of takes me out of the flow of things. But my mother cooked everything except for the mac and cheese with my son. That's his specialty, so he prepared that. But, my mother's with me, so she prepared everything. Poor woman. She was so tired. Okay. Oh, she's been busy. I try to make her sit down, and she just won't rest.
That's how we do.
But it was great. It was I have to be off this Thanksgiving. I normally work it, but once again, because my mother's here, I took off, and, man, it was great. We always think we can eat so much. Oh, I'm going to eat. I'm going to knock that off. I got halfway in, not even halfway into my plate, and I was done. You know, I think I put too much on. You know, I put enough on for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and double dip in it at least twice, yeah. So, but it was great. It was relaxing. It was great to be around family, music, and friends. You know, I started playing some seasonal music. I meant to put up my tree and decorate, but that didn't happen because of the turkey situation inside my belly.
Okay.
You know. So,
yeah,
I get it. Around at the house, you know, that'll happen one of these days. But it was great. It was great.
I hear
you. Really. Oh, yeah. You know?
That's awesome.
I love that. I like to have wonderful meal, find a neutral corner, and just slip into a food coma.
Yes. I couldn't wait to... I couldn't wait to go to sleep, to be honest with you. I had some company over here. I was like, Lord Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't trying to rush them out of here, but I couldn't wait to lay down. Yes.
Yes, it gets like that. I was like that, too. I took a couple forkfuls and was done. I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to eat all of this on my plate. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, man, I'm telling
you. I was over.
I had a mountain on my plate. Oh, yes. It was, yes. But it's always better. Well, I think it's always, I'm not going to say it's always better. I'm going to say it's always great. Your second go at it, you know.
Yes,
that's what it was always.
And
I went in
after.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
when I came home, well, I was home. Oh, I knocked that thing off the next time.
Uh-huh.
I knocked it off.
Yeah. Well, it actually what I brought home, including my plate. I haven't even touched all the stuff yet, but. Yesterday, I did finish what was on my plate. Today, I started in on some of the food that was put in the containers. But, man, look, it's a case of how your mom used to say your eyes is bigger than your stomach. Because I just knew I was going to go in and get all of that inside me. But, that didn't sound right. But, man, look, I was stuck before I could, you know, and the thing about it, I didn't even taste everything on the plate first. There was so much food. There were like three different kinds of meat. Matter of fact, it was four different kinds of meat, all kinds of salads, all kinds of greens, not that, and then we got to go to the pastries and the drinks, and oh, man, it was good, though. It was a good time, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm looking forward to many more years like that. So, it's all good.
Yes, man.
Yes.
That's what's up.
I appreciate it.
Many more years.
Now, for real?
Many more.
For real?
Yes.
I'd like to know what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Well. What I have for you tonight is something that I prepared for the Soul Cafe on our last prompt. And I'm going to do that over here. So I'm lost on the flow and all that stuff. I'm just going to go into it as best as I can. But it was, the theme was Rescue Me. It was Tell Me a Story. Rescue Me from Love. So this was my take on it. Now, the last part of you have to forgive me because I was like, you know, I added some stuff while I was listening to you guys start this show up. So it ain't my best work, but I wanted to do something. I wanted to extend it a little bit. So this is Rescue Me from Love.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Its gravitational pull, the allure of me giving my all, the depletion of me while in it, consumed by thoughts of we, finding out that it's only me. Rescue me. I wish that I could tell you a story. A story. One where it happens and ends happily ever after. Happily ever after, see. I've followed the tiny morsels of breadcrumbs left mysteriously behind on love's trail. See, I've followed the tiny morsels of breadcrumbs left mysteriously behind on love's trail. I've ventured the many wonderlands. I've kissed Alice full, passionate her. Lips were hypnotic, hypnotizing. I've eaten of the many bowls of porridge, hot, one warmed, another severely cold, chilled. I've worn that red hood while engulfed in love's glorious woods. I've satin on that wall and had great falls, left egg on my face because the love that I gave was misplaced. Yet here I sit. Hickory dickory dock, heart ticking nonstop, like some old wooden grandfather's clock, touched by a fable, this maiden, this damsel in distress for whom I fell, this feeling, once non-existent, now persistent, I find myself longing to be with her every minute, every second, a frigging emptied bunny's hole, I've fallen in, fell into something satin, feels good against the skin. Her eyes shine diamonds in the sky. Heart's mind pulsates at the look on her face. Fresh like white linen, I'm in love. It's wrapped its arm cozily around me, and I'm warmed with it. Senselessly, I find myself adrift, walking away hand in hand with it.
led by the sound of the piper's flute. It's enchanting, yet I'm deeply afraid of it. Titanic waves of fear rush over me as I come to the realization of what's taken hold of me. Someone, please, rescue me. Rescue me from love. Set me free before it corrodes, grows stagnant, gets old. Rescue me. Rescue me from love gone cold, stale, before it rots, goes bad, and is replaced by torn hearts. Band-aids, before it turns to hate at once love and leaves discord upon one bright face. Rescue me. Save her before you save me. Save us. Let us escape with our dignity. 'Cause love doesn't seem to be forever. It possesses not longevity. We love. We love. We love. We fall in and we slip out. It feels so good to be in it, not so good to be without when it's finished. And once again, you find yourself a victim, floating in a pool meant for fools who fall no longer swimming. Rescue me from this tragedy before I put those swimming trunks on and take my socks off. Rescue me. Please rescue me from this thing called love, its gravitational pull, the allure of me giving my all into the depletion of me while in its while in it consumed by thoughts of we, finding out that it was only me. Rescue me from love. In peace. For real.
Wow. Oh, man. You know what? Wednesday, I actually did mine, and I had totally forgotten that it was for the Soul Cafe until I got, like, halfway into my piece, and then I realized, and I said, well, it's too late to stop now. I might as well keep on reading. That was beautiful. Yeah. I love that you have such a way of it's your flow, it's your cadence, your tone, and your voice, and the pauses that really, really bring out your pieces like that. That was beautiful. Oh man,
thank you.
I love that piece, Stan.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love, I love all of that following, like the nursery rhymes, Red Riding Hood, all of that, and using that as the imagery and the metaphor. I love that. That is so creative. And you have got a most excellent, excellent emotional expression in your voice.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes. You are for real the poet. That name is so grateful. He belongs to you.
Well,
before I let you go, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say I had actually lost my way within the piece because, like I said, this first time I read it, and you know, it feels like it's the first time I looked at it because I had put it down. But I felt like I lost my way in this. I just tried to do the best I could with it. But yeah, I heard your piece on Wednesday. And that was a great piece. And I caught it in the midway through as well. And you did a good writing as well. But thank you guys for your commentary.
Thank you for that wonderful piece.
Our pleasure.
Now, before I let you go, can you please tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany universe?
Well, once again, I have the Soul Cafe, not this Monday, but the following one after that. This Monday will be Raw with Rain, to my best knowledge. At the Soul Cafe, you just come in there. We're going to have open mic. And, of course, the second half of the program, we're going to pick up our pen where we do some creative writing together. We're going to be writing some more pieces like this right on the spot, everybody together, and sharing in our creativity. What causes us to write? What flow do we follow? What you know, influences us? Is it music? Is it pictures? Things of that nature. We talk about that as writers. And that's at the Soul Cafe each and every other Monday at Epiphany Radio, y'all, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Baby, baby, with myself, the one and only Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and Miss Pearly. Also hosting the event page is the one and only Janice Brown, essentially Janice. Hey, so join us. We have a lot of fun, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on in there. We're, you know, maybe backstabbing me and, you know, coercing together, Poetic and Miss Pearly against myself. And, you know, then you do. And that's that piece. But she knows it's true.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard you say that word. Backstabbing you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Backstabbing, yeah. Okay. That was a new word I used. Yeah. Well, y'all stabbed me in the front.
Wow.
Y'all stabbed me in the front. Backstabbing, I was probably wrong, but because y'all stabbed me in the front.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you very much. I call head trauma. Head trauma.
I have a new one for you, too. I had a new one made up, but I forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was three-car head collision. Yeah, head collision.
I think it was.
I'll work on it. I'll have it by the time the show starts. But I have another one to try.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, for real. I'm going to set you over there at the in the therapist's office. You're the first client to go on over there. Usually it's my diva, but you got up in there.
I really have a fear of therapists, so every time you tell me that's where you're going to send me, it just does it does a reverse job of what this show is supposed to be about.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what, go on over there and grab one of the recliners and turn on the massage and sip some wine. You know, you don't necessarily
you might as well send me to the dentist.
In either one of their offices.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like offices. Dental, medical,
you
I don't like
offices.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, okay.
This
well,
show was therapeutic. It was therapeutic for me first coming on to this show, but right now, tensing me up.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry for your trauma.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm going to need therapy.
That's a first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's,
what a time for poetic therapy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Maybe one
okay.
of the poets coming on behind me can help me out by listening to some poetry. Okay. I appreciate your sending me someplace. But, Stan, you should do more talking. Stan, you should do more talking. Let Stan do some talking, please.
Okay.
Stan, will you send me?
I definitely will. All right,
think the
real.
Idea
thank
is
you.
A recliner and a nice drink is all you need.
Thank you. I like
you
it
go.
Better coming from Stan. There you go. Thank you, Stan.
Wow.
Miss Pearly, I love you. Mm-hmm.
Love you, too. One love.
One love, y'all.
Lord have mercy. That's a first stand. I've never heard a person say that they're getting therapy, but it's the first time for everything. And you're leaving poetic therapy to go to the therapist's office, but you okay.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty then. let me do this real quick before I open up this next microphone.
All right.
Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love, let's love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Stan, the man, Phillips. Let me open up this next mic. Before I do, let me give you the number one more time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to be heard and get on the mic. We're going to open up this next microphone to King Atterbury. How you doing, King? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hello.
King, you there? Are you muted? He might be muted or away from his phone. I'm going to go to the next caller, and then I'm going to come back to him. Man. All right?
All right.
My tablet is super, super slow, y'all, so just be a little patient with me because it's doing what it wants to tonight. I'm trying to get things going here. We're going to open up this next microphone. We go from King Atterbury to Gina Storm. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, Gina?
Happy and blessed to be here. Happy Saturday, y'all.
I hear that. I hear that. Man, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you eat too much? Did you do a lot of cooking?
No.
How'd it go?
I did not turn my stove on. I wasn't in my kitchen at all. I washed my dishes the night before and put them away before I went to bed. And I was adamant about this. I've done it for so many years that I felt like I needed a break. And my daughter and her mother-in-law answered that call, invited me to dinner. And I had dinner with my daughter's new family. Her in-laws had me over as a guest and didn't require a dish. I brought flowers. They had a bouquet already. So they had one for the centerpiece, then they had one for the living room. Because I'd never want to go to a meal empty-handed. But I assured everybody who knows and loves me that I was not cooking. So I did not. But I ate well.
Okay. Well, that's
all right. Honestly, I brought enough leftovers so that I had dessert that night when I got home. And then I had breakfast and lunch the next day because I used some of the meat from my leftover plate in my breakfast plate the next morning. And then the rest was my lunch. And then I cooked dinner. But I was able to take the holiday off, so yay, me winning.
Okay, that's a crowd.
That never happened. So I was lucky that, you know, I called it and I said I wasn't going to turn on my stove and I wasn't cooking and was able to get away with it. So, it was a win for me. And I was happy and blessed. I had a wonderful time. And I got to see my grandchildren where they live because that's their home, too. And
love it. Absolutely.
It was funny to see them how they interact with their other grandparents. It was awesome. I had a ball. We had fun. I never overeat. I'm one of those people that I eat until I get full, and I only start eating when I'm hungry. So,
okay.
I eat like a saucer worth of food at every meal, but I eat small and often throughout the day. So that was perfect for the way that I eat. I got enough on my first plate that I knew I could eat in one sitting. And then I had a second plate that was smaller before I left. So I was stuffed, like, to the gills. As far as I'm concerned, that's as much as I could eat. It was probably a regular plate for someone else. But what I brought home was enough for two meals. So, again, I was blessed. And I had an additional dessert and two beverages. And I was like, oh,
all right.
I had a lemonade and a green citrus tea. So, yeah. Wonderful.
That
I appreciate
that.
Christmas time, I'm
going to
bring something, a cake, a pie, cookies, or something.
Okay. That's a fun, definitely. I had to learn that I can't eat like I used to. I took three.
No, me either. I used to be able to shut down a buffet. Okay. I'm not even proud of it. True. One time I was at a Golden Corral, and I was told that if I left, they would come to meal for everyone at my table. Because got their breakfast and I ate through lunch and dinner was about to start, and they were like, "It's not how long you can eat, it's all you can eat." And we honestly we feel like we can't afford to feed you through the next meal, so we like to comp you your meal that you had thus far, and please respectfully ask you to leave. But I was young then, and my life was different. Amen. I was also pregnant, so yeah. My water broke right afterwards.
Well,
that's another story.
Well, at least you got a good meal in. It's true.
Yes.
My mind broke at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I had enough for several people.
That's all right. That's all right. The baby's allowed to eat, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, you know,
that's
I came in for therapy. We're not gonna focus on gluttony tonight, but that was one of my sins in my earlier life.
Hey,
now,
I think we all went through that at a time.
I just
life.
Feed the machine. You know, I have to keep going, so I eat because I must. But I'm not living to eat. I'm eating to live.
Mm-hmm.
So different now.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Indeed. Oh, I had so much fun. They're wonderful people. And sometimes you, like, I had seen pictures and I knew what the house looked like, kind of, but not really. And I was there, and there was an energy that was so warm and welcoming that I felt like I was at home, like an extension of my home, while I was with my daughter's in-laws, and I feel like, you know, we're not just related because their son is with my daughter, and they have all in their hearts and spirits adopted my grandchildren. No, we're one because we're us, and we're the people who are the village to this particular family, and that's for me enough. I tell people all the time that sometimes your kinfolk ain't your skinfolk. So that's why people always say, what's going on with your grandkids? Oh, they're good. They're black. They only speak Spanish at home. And they speak Spanish and English when they're with me. So I think it's beautiful that they're growing up speaking at least two languages. So it's a blessing, wrapped in a gift. And I had a ball, and I got full, and they were wonderful, and my spirit was whole, and I felt like I wasn't being tolerated, but I was being celebrated. So it was all love.
Good.
That's wonderful. That is beautiful, Stan. Yes, Stan. I agree. You know, I was telling my son this, the other night when my daughter started crying, you go where you are celebrated, and you know, go where people, their eyes light up when you walk through the door, that where they're excited to see you, just because it's you, not because they're looking for something from you or you know, to put on a front. It's genuine love and care for you, that good energy, that divine energy, you know. Because my daughter got a little emotional, you know, because she surrounds herself with people that are fake. They put on a front.
Yeah.
you know, and when you come into that energy that
she gives too
yeah,
much.
When you come into that energy that that's really good, she does, she does. She gives way too much of herself. She's like me, she's like a mother, but she hasn't found herself yet. And when she starts to really, really, she'll start to love herself, and she will start attracting the right people. But until then,
well,
she's got a lesson to learn in life, and that's just the way it is.
The love that you give out, you receive back. And if your daughter uses you as an example, she will see what it is to have reciprocal love. And you're setting an example for her by that you love other people. So we feel that love, and we give it back. And she'll see that she deserves it as well. You're a fine example for her. So
absolutely.
Just because right now she's not
receiving
it, she will receive it because she has you as a living example. This isn't hypothetical. It's real life in real time in her life right now.
Absolutely.
We
absolutely
have to be seeing the world. That's how our kids see it. They see it through us.
Yeah. She'll start recognizing it, but like I said, people have to love themselves. They got to get that good relationship going with themselves, and that's when you will start attracting that kind of energy. But until then, you know, takers have no limits. So, you know, and it's just a harsh lesson that we learn in life. Okay.
It is a lesson nonetheless. Because you see that a person loves you, but you have to love them from a distance because they can't love you the way that you love. And that's okay.
Right. Stan, what you think?
I think you're right. It is in the giving, and then you receive. But it is in the giving. You've got to be able to first feel something for yourself. Because if you don't have a good opinion of yourself, you're not going to present a good opinion or a good energy to anybody. You have to have some self-respect. You have to have it. It's essential.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Now, Ms. Storm, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something awesome for our ears.
I came to bring therapy because I need it for myself. And I know that a lot of times things can be cleansed and you can be healed because you speak them into existence. So I'm going to simply title my freestyle tonight, Been There, Done That.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I have to say this out loud because I need you to understand that I know that you're the parent and I'm the child. The reality is this, and I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that this is something that I'm used to. Unfortunately, for quite some time, a moniker of mine has been that the world is a terrible place and people suck. And I've been looking for people who actually care about other people, who want to give back the love that they receive, and everything that they do is reciprocal, but that's not always the case. See, sometimes there are people who are using, and what they're doing is they're casting out a wide net, and they're playing the numbers game. What they want to do is get as many people interested as possible. And then I focus on you. So they are simply giving you what they have available, not the best of them. And we have to see how much we are worth, not water ourselves down or try to fit into a box in which we don't belong. We should never feel like we need to not give people ourselves at full strength because they may not be used to it. The reality is this. The reason you're different is because you live in this world, but you're not of it. You're different. You have a covenant. You have a relationship with your Creator that is so vast and has so much depth that you can't be hoodwinked or bamboozled and fooled into anything that is not something that you're used to, not the kind of love that is not just the love language that's been spoken, but it's also a verb. See, I feel like if you're not getting what you deserve, it's absurd, and you should demand that. That is a necessity, not an option. In reality, you need to be with people who are reciprocal and are giving you your just due. So if you've been put in a position in which the only way that you can communicate with a person is such text messages that are sometimes misconstrued, you need to hear a person speak words out loud because they have life. They give life. They speak life. And they need to be heard. That could be something that you text and it's not being received the way that you intended it to be simply because it wasn't heard when it was spoken. It was typed and it was misconstrued. And now you're with someone who feels like they don't have to give you your due. They want to give you what they have left over, not the cream of the crop, but you should be rising to the top. And you water yourself down because you're accepting it. But the reality is this, the way that a relationship starts is the way it will end. What you allow will continue. So you have to raise the bar. Say, I need to hear your voice sometimes. I'd like to see you when we're speaking as well. I've been hoodwinked and bamboozled online. My daughter was finessed by a person that she knew in real time. He had been in her life previously, and she did a do-over, what is not something that's indigenous to me. But when I saw that an advantage was being taken of the person who gave birth to me, all I could do was caution her. You might be being catfished, and I love you, Mommy. At 69 years old, she thought that she was immune to love, but there was a man who was trying to court her through text messages alone. I needed her to open her eyes and see that that's something I despise, because a lot of times there are predators out here and they're not doing anything that is good for you. I find it suspicious, and it's never a good thing. It's usually something that you need to give a second look to. I'm saying that that's the thing that is scariest, because their intentions are nefarious. They don't mean you any good, and I'm not saying this because I'm a hater. I want my mother to have love again, to even get married and have someone who she can hold hands with and be in love with to the end. But the reality is this, and if I didn't say so, I would be not being the best daughter I could be, because I always ask myself about people that I see who are online, who are living their best life, but it's a lie. I'm wondering, where are their people at? I'm my mother's people. She, myself, my daughter, a very small group of us are our tribe. We have the same vibe. She's a queen. I just need to straighten her crown. I hope she doesn't stay angry with me for a long while. But if she does, I will continue to pray. Lift her up every single day and know that it's okay, because sometimes the heart just wants what it wants. But if a person is using you, it's not okay. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
That was beautiful. For a second, you know, it felt like you were speaking to my daughter from what I told you. And then, you know, sometimes we do have to straighten out each other's crown, you know, just because we know that they're better than the treatment that they're receiving. So that was beautiful. Stan?
Thank you so much, La Perla Negra. I appreciate you, Danielle.
I got to tell you, this is one of the hardest things. This is one of the hardest things, especially when it comes to one of our elders. When we see them going into harm's way, which can happen to them because it's simply because they're lonely. But that's a powerful leverage. And I'm very glad you were there for your mother to give her a heads up. And, yeah, she may resent it. She may feel bad about it. But you know what? You're a daughter, and you give a damn. So you tell her the truth.
Fiber of my being, absolutely. She is the upbeat to my heartbeat, and my daughter is the downbeat. Honestly, I would be non-existent if it wasn't for the two of them. I love her so much that if I see things that I've already been through, my daughter was finessed by a dude who had gotten her pregnant and his live-in girlfriend that he proposed to. She saw it online. She lost that baby, but that I felt like was God making it possible for her to move on. And the same thing right now with my mother. If you're in a relationship with a person who, even if they work on an oil rig in the middle of the ocean, I know people in Afghanistan who call their spouse and their children weakling. I know astronauts who've gone to NASA and were on the space shuttle and still was able to Skype. So you can't tell me that he's someplace in 2021 and cannot call or FaceTime you. And if he says it's because you're listening to me and not because you believe that he loves you, then I say that he's using a love language, but it's not a verb. Because love is an action word. Show my mother so she can believe you, and that will discount me, and I will stand down. But if I'm right, and you don't want to FaceTime or call her, then you're the liar, and I'm protecting my mother, period. Nothing follows. And that was what I had to bring to the table. My mother can either accept it, or she can be angry, but eventually she will calm down and see reality, that all I wanted to do is protect her from future harm. And immediately, as soon as I found out her relationship with this man was text only, I was like, boy, bye. You tried it. She got people. It would be different if she didn't. She didn't have me. She might be in harm's way, but she does, and I couldn't allow it. So I thank y'all for the platform and the opportunity. I had to save my mama.
I hear that, girl. Thank you.
You only get one.
Looking out
I'm
for
saying
you
real mother. Talk. It's not like I'm going to get a backup. She's all I got left. No grandparents, no father, no stepfather, no grandfather. Everyone else is gone. My mother's it. And I tell her all the time, we all we got. We are us. If I didn't love her, I wouldn't have said it. Do so I did. I thank you, and I thank Stan the man.
I know that's right.
And I appreciate therapy because, look, this was free. I didn't have to make an appointment. It wasn't on Zoom. I got therapy this evening with y'all. I appreciate it. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic. Wow. You know what? Yeah, we gotta be there and protect our loved ones because sometimes they can't see what we see. Us being on the outside, sometimes we can actually see what's going on behind the scenes because we've been there. We've experienced it, and they haven't. So I ain't mad at it. That's what's up. But what I'm going to do right now, Stan, I'm going to go back to King Atterbury and see if we can get him on the mic again.
All right.
Hey, King, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Are you muted?
Hey, thank you for the welcome, but you got the wrong name.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is divine inspiration. I'm so sorry.
Yes, it is.
No wonder.
Pastor Paul, how you doing?
I got your number. Oh, you know what? I got your number recorded as his number, and I got you. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Ooh, how did I do that? How you doing, Paul?
You was one of those creations called human. That's how you did that.
Absolutely. You got right. Lord, let me make the correction now so it don't come up as his name. But it's number. I think I did that to you a couple of times before because your numbers are very similar. That's why. That's all it is. But
they told me
you
was gonna say that.
Did you overeat? Did you cook? Oh, Lord.
How it works.
Can you still hear me? You work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I work. I left work. Okay. I came home, opened the beer, got in the bed, and woke up the next morning with the beer still sitting there.
Well, you slept good, obviously.
I sure did, and I'm thankful for it. I needed that rest. I slept like a corpse.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I needed that. I needed that.
That's a good thing. Well, you know what? This the traditional holiday thing. It's good to stick with it, but it's so much going on in this world now. But, you know, it's just, I'm just grateful to be above ground and to continue to see all of my loved ones and be surrounded by them every day, you know, eating
Absolutely.
Or not.
Right. And, you know,
I'm grateful
I
for that.
I appreciate, even though I'm not completely convinced about the premise of Thanksgiving, but nonetheless, it's a day of giving thanks. But I think that should be every day, so. Like I say, I like the joining of the family and everything for one specific day. That's all good. I need to be thankful every day. Every day needs to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah. There you go. I like that right there.
Well, thank you, Stan. Every day
you're welcome,
my old decrepit self opened my eyes and take a breath. I better be thankful. So it's Thanksgiving. Every day I'm able to get out of this day.
Anytime I wake up, I look at the obituaries, and if my name's not there, I'm smiling.
I know that's right. a gentleman at my mom's senior home before she passed away used to say, every day vertical is a good day. And I said, you know what? I like that.
Yes.
Every day vertical.
I like that, too.
okay.
All right. Yeah, I like that. I definitely like that. Man, well, I'm glad you know, some people don't have a job and they need that help. They need that income. So it's a blessing within itself to have that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I know I've been there from time to time, and it ain't no joke. So it's all good.
I think that's what we need to start doing more often is just recognizing our blessings and where they come from on a regular basis. You know, you stop thinking, I just got lucky and I did this. No, that was a blessing. Be thankful for it. You know, it doesn't have to be some grandiose thing. The fact that, you know, you crossed that street and didn't get hit by a car, that's a blessing. The fact that you got a job that you can't stand but you're going to and paying your bills, that's a blessing. You know, we have to start looking through spiritual eyes and use discernment to recognize that God blesses us in various ways each and every day.
Absolutely. And these are ways that we earn our blessings as well. We may see it as a hard time or just a difficult thing and we don't want to do it, but we earn our blessings for putting in the work. Because what they say, Paul, faith without works is dead.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now,
you better text back.
Mr. Samson. Okay, I'm trying to tell y'all. what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because your words are very therapeutic, I have to say that, you know. You are being a man of faith. They are very, very therapeutic because we need to hear this, you know. A lot of people are slowly but surely they're starting to get into a mode where they're questioning the divine sometimes. And they kind of stray away from having that faith in them. And sometimes we need to hear somebody who always, always praises them and whatever it is that they do and let us know. So your words are very, very therapeutic, you know.
Thank you.
We'll never hear
you
talking crazy. It's always about the father. So give us what you brought tonight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My pastor nephew hit me up this morning asking me did I have a piece for tomorrow's service. And I said, well, I'm sure I got a piece for you, but what's your theme or, you know, what area are you trying to speak on? And he said, you know, well, you said that you had a piece that we hadn't heard. And I said, well, I got a lot of them. I don't remember which one I was referring to. So he said, this is harvest season. I said, okay, well, if I don't have something, I'm going to write something. And I got a little wake-up call saying, you're going to write something. So I have something that I prepared for tomorrow's service that I'm going to share with you tonight called Help. I'm coming to you, Lord, because frankly, I have nowhere else to go. Every direction I look, every turn I take or took, ran and still run headfirst into death and heartache. They seem to be practically everywhere. Father God, it seems as if Satan is just terrorizing and destroying me without a care. I need your help, Lord, and I need it right away. I can no longer do this. I no longer know how to do this, and I probably never did. I guess foregoing my desire to completely call upon you was what landed me here, and I regret that I ever did. I need your help, Lord, to renew my walk, to embolden my talk, to strengthen my faith and cleanse my heart. I need you to invade me, Lord, part till I be once again thoroughly clean like I was from the start. I need you to superglue yourself to me so that we never, ever, ever again part. Help me, Lord, to bridle my tongue. Restore to me the innocence of speech I had when I was young. Replace the filth that entered my mouth once puberty had begun. I need your help, Lord, if I'm ever to be that righteous man I was created to be. Blessed be created by thee. In this season of harvest, I need to walk that the God in me will be visible. This season of harvest be met hungrily, humbly, and decisively. This is a season in need of the revival of Christ's great commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. All the word of God, it is eternal. That command has no expiration date. Our effort should be one of the things that Satan hates. It's time we grow beyond lip service and command our lips to be of service, of harvest service to the kingdom of God, of harvest service to the salvation of the lost, of harvest service to he who paid all sin's cost. Let your light shine so that you draw the lost to you. Spread the gospel in action. This is harvest season. And with God's help, that is exactly what, through you, he will be able to do. In peace.
Amen, amen. Woo, amen. That was very, very moving. I felt your emotion in that part. That piece was beautiful. And it's so true, man. Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear it again tomorrow night. Okay. Awesome.
Wow. Danielle, you know something, though? You'll really appreciate this. When he hit me with writing this piece, I was in the car. I started driving with my knees and started writing. And then I said, "Oh Lord, Danielle would hit me." Danielle, now this is real. This is the truth. Danielle would hit me. So I started talking it into my phone so it would record it. Then I could go back and you know, fix the little faux pas that talk tech thing does. But yeah, you came into my head when I was doing it because I started writing with my knees.
You know better. You know better. Oh, Stan is terrible. Go on, Stan. Ooh.
Hey, this is the problem with being a poet. When the inspiration hits, it's now. It's not later.
Exactly.
It's now.
Now and ever. And if you're like me, if I don't do it at that moment that he gives it to me, I forget.
Yes.
And there were
yeah.
some powerful things that I've lost forever because I forgot that I didn't write it down at that moment. So I don't do it anymore.
I have sat there and come up with a line in my head and said, "Oh, I have got to write a piece to that. That is such a great
right.
line. I've got to literally build a poem around it." And I didn't write it down, and I didn't record it. 15, 20 minutes later, I go, "Oh, yeah, that line. Oh, what line?
Yeah.
Oh, no." And it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I am, honey, I am the worst at it. And you know what? I will wake up with something in my head, and if I get up and I go to the bathroom before I grab a pen and paper, I lose it
mm-hmm.
right then and there. So I have learned to grab my book and grab my pen on the way down
mm-hmm.
the hallway. Start writing it and try not to bump into anything because I can halfway see. But I have to capture that thought and pen it right then and there because it'll piss me off because it's a good line, but it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It is gone. If I don't write, if I don't take advantage of it right then and there, it's gone. So I have to. I'm the same way. I have to write it down right away, or it's a done deal. Some people can retain those little thoughts that come to them, those little ideas, those lines, those words. I'm not one of them people. Once it's gone, honey, it's gone. I'm trying to tell you, I suffer from CRS from time to time. I can't remember shit. Okay.
I'm right there with you.
It's all good. Okay. But before you go, and you've mentioned it several times since you've been on the mic tonight, but I need you to mention it one more time and let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Well, in the Epiphany Universe, tomorrow, as always, first and foremost, is Youth Sunday. So if there's any young folk in your lives that loves poetry or just wants to get something off their chest in a judgmental-free atmosphere, tell us what, you know, some of the things they're experiencing. Enlighten us older generations as to what's going on with their generation. Feel free to call us. And in lieu of any young folk, for us more seasoned people, I want everybody to post an old picture of themselves in the event page. And I just want us to write about how we feel about our growth. Are we pleased where we are now versus where we came from? Of course, all
Ooh,
of that is still family.
I like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Let me drop this down real quick before I forget that. I like this. So somebody
all right,
took
all
a
right.
minute to post the inspiration. Yes. Can you give me that?
It's
going to
be interesting.
Write about what?
I want you to write about how do you feel about your growth? Are you pleased where you are now versus where you came from? You know, we all evolve
really
over the
like
years.
That.
You think you're doing a pretty good job? I mean, of course, we're not. None of us are perfect, and we still got ways to go. But where we are right now, are you happy with some of the progress you made or not? How do you feel about your growth?
Okay. That's awesome. Man, I like that. Wish I'd have thought of that. That's all right. I like that. I like that topic.
Daddy gave it to me before he gave it to you.
So That's all right. That's all right. I know your journey is yours and mine is mine. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
And they both are, and they're both necessary journeys.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got that right. You can't tell me different.
They're coexisting journeys. They're coexisting journeys because we strengthen each other in our journeys. You know?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Yep. Iron
sharpens
iron.
I know y'all keep me in check. Shoot. There you go. There you go.
Look, and vice versa, because we know you don't bite your tongue. Don't even try it.
Aww. Oh, thank you. It's all good. It's all good.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. For real, I think it's sitting in the hallway still on a recliner because he said therapists make him nervous. He's not comfortable with them. So maybe you can go on over there and sit in a recliner next to him and you know, calm him down a little bit. Let him know that the therapist ain't here to hurt you.
I bought a piece of clothing for real. I bought him a new jacket. It's got an eagle emblem on the front, and it's a hug yourself jacket.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm so jealous right now.
Listen, you didn't hear what I said. It's a hug yourself jacket. It's one of them that sleeves go all the way around, and they hug you and they tie in the back, you know, like they have in a rubber room.
Oh, he go. You know, you gonna find a pink slip on your death card. You know that, right?
I'm not going into that room. I'm gonna stand out in the hallway with his exit sign.
There you go.
Ooh. Oh my God. Okay. All right. You know what? All right, Paul. Thank you for that beautiful piece and coming by here.
One
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic. Oh, my.
Ooh. No, he wrong. It's two left shoes with no laces. Ooh. Let me do this again real quick for us.
All right.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, Real Entertainment Network. Your number one station in town. This is Radio. Your number one station. This is Sonic. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Wow. This was pretty awesome show, Stan. But we don't have any more callers tonight, so I was trying to hang in there, see if a couple more folks to call in. But still, this was a really, really good show. I don't know what's wrong with my tablet. It just want to act a fool tonight. I'm trying to tell you what to act a fool. The screen is... It's these electronics. You know what? These electronics are supposed to be a convenience, you know, to make things life a little bit more simpler and easier for us. But when they don't act right, it's a major hindrance because you come to kind of depend on them because of the convenience and it being so fast and so easy. It kind of makes you a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when they don't act right. And this thing is just irking me. It makes me want to just throw it across the room. But then I'm going to pay for that later. So I have to breathe easy. But, Stan, I want to thank you so much for co-hosting with me. As always, you are, like, so awesome. You really, really are. And I appreciate it. You have any closing words for our poet family?
Yeah, just a little simple concept to think about here. When you seek enlightenment, do not follow only one light. Because if you follow only one light, a shadow will always follow you.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? A lot of people have tunnel vision. And they will always have that
That's
shadow
right.
over them until they
Life isn't
learn
something
to
you...
see
everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have a broader vision, you know.
Life is never meant to be a journey with blinders.
You're absolutely right. You know what, Stan? I'm in the mood to read one more piece. You're in the mood to hear one
I'm
more piece?
I'm in the mood to hear it. Yeah.
All right.
The
okay.
mic is yours.
Oh, Lord, what did I do with it? Okay, let me find it again. Here it is. All right. This is called The Evolution of Missing We. The taste of your presence is something I will never, ever be able to forget. The essence within the golden silk of your skin is like oxygen through my blood. I need it. Your words meld into my moments to build a millennium within speeding seconds. You have my attention. You move me. Stained, crippled heart, hidden in life's cocoon, emerge a spectacular black butterfly. My many layers peeled with ease, one, then two. Not all of them, but I'm slowly freed, like a diamond set in deep. Patience, I love you for that. But I lie awake thirsting for quenching only you provide. Thus my soul breathes arid, a thirst unquenched. Because time is never kind when we touch. So come to me now and make our now forever. If not, make our tomorrow now. And if distance remains the only possibility of contact, then make haste, I shall, to the only allowance this earthly realm provides for our eyes to meet. And that's that peace.
I love that. That was excellent.
Thank you. I kind of shocked myself because once I started reading, I said, oops, this is not the piece that I had intended on reading, but I couldn't stop because I had already started it. So it is
That's
what it
all
is,
right.
But thank
was,
you. Thank
it
you,
was
thank
an
you.
Excellent piece. It was an excellent piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Would you like to read another piece or are you good for tonight?
I think I'll drop one more.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This is a thought. Just quietly musing about this world of futility, wondering if we can find the ability to go beyond our insensitivity, find all a place of shared serenity, choose humility, not elitist vanity. Embrace the person's individuality, not pass judgment on their sanity. Respect each other in all our diversity. Remember, we are all share a common humanity. No better or worse, such a social fallacy. We are all different, that's just reality. We share a common ground, one of total equality. We must all come face to face with our own mortality. Peace before then, friends. And peace.
Absolutely. Wow. That was an awesome piece, Stan. And once again, I'm going to thank you for joining me. As always, you are one of the most awesome co-hosts that I have to work with. I truly appreciate you for joining me every Saturday. Well, every other Saturday.
Yeah.
This is so awesome.
And
thank you for the beautiful
pieces. I have to say, every other Saturday is a delight. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you. Give me 1 second. Okay. I want to say thank you. Everybody that called in and bought this beautiful poetry. I'm getting hit back channel. It's disrupting me what I want to say. But I want to thank y'all for calling in, getting your beautiful poetry, taking the time out to just call in and show love and support. And everybody out there, I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. Be kind to yourself. You can't separate from that relationship you have with yourself. So treat yourself kind. Be nice to yourself. Love yourself. And continue to love one another and respect each other, because we need more of that in this world. And get that good relationship going with the divine. Trust me, you will not regret it. Also, continue to be safe, because this germ out here, it seems like it just keeps doing rotations, and every time it comes back even stronger. So you guys continue to be safe. Practice that social distancing or whatever it is you need to keep yourself safe and germ-free. I love you guys. Man, this is awesome. I'm trying to find a song here to take us out with, so give me a second. I told y'all my tablet is acting silly, but I'm getting there. I guess I can play this one for you. And with this, everybody, I'm gonna say peace.